Hi Guy, I'm Tarja. Welcome to Metalsock Finland. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Just doing a lot of interviews today.
Yeah, I suppose so, because the upcoming album is asking for it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. So, in fact, your new album, Pinnacle of Bedlam, will be released on 15th of February, so 1 month from now in Europe via Nucleoplast. What is your personal feeling about this album? And how would you describe it?
I think it's like the best one that we've done yet. We've been, you know, we worked hard on it, and we took a lot of time on writing it, and took a lot of time on recording it. And I just, you know, we're excited for all the fans to hear it finally. You know, we can't wait for it to get out so people can check it out.
Yes, yes, that's great. It's like a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Well, technically speaking, what are the biggest differences to your last studio album, Blood Oath, that came out 2009?
The biggest differences for Pinnacle of Bedlam is we took more time, basically. Every album we seem to be taking more and more time in the studio, more and more time writing and arranging. And this one we've taken the most time, and this one was probably about a year in writing, yeah. And then like most of 2012 was arranging and changing things, and then August 2012 we started recording, and we recorded for about a month and a half, and then sent it to mastering and mixing and everything. So yeah, we really just basically took our time on this one, and I think it's what we always wanted to do with the past albums, but every album cycle that we've done, say starting with Souls to Deny, mm-hmm. Souls to Deny was very rushed, and then the next one, self-titled, was a little less rushed, but it was still rushed in different ways, and then Blood Oath we took even more time, and this one we took the most time so far, and I think it shows in the writing and in the recording and the production and everything.
Yeah, I've listened to the album, I think 3-4 times, and you know, each time when I'm listening to it again, it gives me new things, because the ear doesn't catch everything from the first time, from the first listening, so it asks more to it, but I like it.
Yeah.
And tell me about the songwriting process. Okay, you told me that you took more time for it, but the song themes, is there any sort of concept in this album or what? How you'd say that?
Is there any what in this album? The phone was cutting out.
Yeah, concept album. Is there a storyline or something, or each song, 10 songs are different stories?
Yeah, each song kind of ties into the other songs. It's like the whole album is pretty much a story, that, and all the stories come together. But they're not in any particular order, but each song ties in lyrically with the other songs.
Okay, great. And why did you choose Pinnacle of Bedlam to title this album?
It best fit the description of all the songs on the album. Pinnacle of Bedlam is like the point of like chaos. So everything about this album that the songs are about is the point where everything's coming together, and now there's going to be chaos, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you know, like world disasters and stuff, like weather, like volcanoes and earthquakes and hurricanes and all that kind of shit all coming together.
Yeah, the stuff that is happening really. It seems that it's a real life that you are talking about there. Yeah. By the way, what is your favorite song from this album and why?
From this album, I would have to say I like the title track Pinnacle of Bedlam, and maybe My Demise or Rapture of Revocation. Mm-hmm. Rapture of Revocation was the last song that we wrote on this album, and it was written by pretty much all of us together in the studio.
Yeah. While recording.
Yeah. We had we were gonna do another song, and And I told Terrence and Derek, I was like, listen, I got some riffs and they're old. And the riffs that start that song, I had probably for like 2 or 3 years. And Terrence wasn't there the day that we started the song. He didn't come into the studio. He stayed home. And so I was like, Derek, let's just start this. And we started it without drums or anything. Because Dave had already finished all his drum tracks, but we left his drum set in the studio. And we started it with the click track, and we started the beginning, and then the next riff, and then Derek put in a riff, and then Terrence came in the next day, and I was like, "Listen, we started another song," and he was like, "Oh, really?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's just do the another song, and I know you have some parts and everything." So Terrence came in and added some parts, and then I added some more parts. And then Terrence added the whole end of the song, and then we told Dave, we're like, listen, we have another track, you got another song, got to come in and do the drums on. So Dave never heard it before, and we went piece by piece and said, what kind of beat you want to put here? What do you want to do? And it came out the way it did, and I think it's one of the coolest songs on the album because we all wrote it in the studio while recording.
Yeah, you were full of creation and inspiration. So that's maybe the best way to do new songs.
Yeah,
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 the right moment, really. Great, great. Do you want to say something else about your favorite songs, or can we go forward, or what?
yeah. I mean, not really. I mean, that's the one that we all wrote together. That was Rapture Revocation.
Yeah.
And then one song that I wrote all of was My Demise. And I've actually had that song for a while too, but it's changed over the years. That one and Pinnacle of Bedlam, and I like them all. I mean, they're all fun to play too. So I think pretty much we're all happy with all of them, the way they all came out.
The great thing, it's the result is because you worked for it so long time, so it's great to see the result, that it's satisfaction. So
Yeah.
great. Listen, the album was produced by yourselves, and tracked at Full Force Studios in New York by your longtime cooperator Joe Cingotta, which is, by the way, an Italian name. I don't know how to
Yeah.
pronounce it.
Yeah, Joe Sintano, yeah.
Yes, Cingotta in Italian. So and the mixing and mastering was handled by the producer Zeus, the famous one. So what can you tell me about this cooperation? How you came up with it?
We always work with Joe, and he's actually our live sound guy also. At least he was for years, but he's very busy now with 2 kids at home, so he doesn't come out on the road with us as much anymore. But he's right here on Long Island, and we've been good friends with him forever. So we had him tracking it and recording it with us and setting up mics, and we tracked ourselves, and then when it came time to mixing, Joe really wanted to mix it, but we really wanted to just get a new ear on it, like somebody that hasn't been sitting in the studio for a month and a half listening to it and stuff. So we actually sent out a track to a couple different people to see what they could do to it, mixing, and they all came back sick. Everybody mixed it in a different way, but we love the way Zeus mixed it. So we told him, yeah, we want to have you mix it and everything. So and then we also told him we wanted him to master it. So yeah, we were happy with it. Exactly what he did. We just kept going back over the internet, talking with him and telling him, sending him tracks and telling him, can you add a little of this, a little of that? And basically, he nailed it right on the head right away with his first mix. And we would just, little things. We like, what if you added this a little more? And then, he tried it, and then sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But yeah, he did a great job, and he was very precise with it.
Yeah, because he has also worked for Hatebreed and Suicide Silence, so
Yeah, yep.
okay. Talking about the album's cover art, which is quite impressive, What would you like to tell me about it? The idea behind it.
Yeah, the album art is Raymond Swanland. He did he does the artwork for Magic: The Gathering, the card game, and he's done a couple other albums in the past. I think he's done Deeds of Flesh, maybe. One of those. There's another band that he definitely did, but we came across him. We were looking at some new artists, and we all pretty much liked his style. And we gave him a concept. We said we want something like the Grim Reaper kind of death type thing, holding the scales of life in his hands, and humanity, the scales of humanity and destruction, and hovering over the earth. And so what he did is he took our idea and he did a rough draft of three different versions for us. And then on top of it, we told him, send us something, your own idea too. Lyrically, he had the lyrics, so we were like, come up with your own idea too, and let's see what you can come up with. So he sent three that we requested, and then he sent three more that he did on his own, like his own ideas. And he's like, choose one and I'll do it. And we chose one of the ones that we wanted for our idea. And so we kept going back and forth with him, and he would make revisions on it and send it back. And then we'd say, change this a little bit, make this a little different. And then basically it went back and forth about three or four times. And when we finally got the final one, we were blown away. It was just like, wow, this is really good. And on top of it, he was also working on some of the other album covers, and he sent them over to us all finished. And we were like, holy cow, they were all really good.
That was
And
satisfying.
and we were like, we wound up having him do the album cover, and we bought some of the other ones from him, and we're going to use them on t-shirt designs to tie in with the album, like different song titles and stuff. So you'll see some more artwork from
Oh,
him
great.
coming up. He's really good.
Looking forward, really.
What's that?
I'm looking forward to see the t-shirts.
Yeah.
Listen, you recently released As Grace Descends from this new album, and just yesterday you launched the second song, Cycles of Suffering, for streaming. Can you tell me what has been the reaction from your fans and critics so far?
The only reactions that we're really hearing or getting feedback from is, like, we all look at our Facebook and we all read the comments, and most of the comments seem to be pretty positive and good. I know it was released yesterday, Cycles of Suffering, but I looked at some of the comments yesterday and they all seemed pretty cool, but there weren't a lot of them. So, because I think where it was released on SoundCloud, they were having a problem, and sometimes it was working, sometimes it wasn't. But I didn't check today yet to see, read some more responses and see what people are, how they're feeling it. Some people, like when As Grace Descends was released, there were a lot of positive comments, and there were some that weren't so positive. But I think some of those people that weren't so positive listened to Cycles and actually were saying that they like Cycles better than the first one, As Grace. And so, but for the most part, I think everything's been pretty positive, and we're excited for everybody to hear the new CD and all the songs. And but the only people we're really hearing reactions from that actually heard the whole CD are people that are doing interviews, and all the interviews and the people that have done interviews that have heard the whole CD are actually liking the whole CD. So that's a good sign. So.
That's what I'm thinking here when I was listening to you, that it's not enough to hear one song, but I noticed that when I listened to it, in loop, I mean, so it opened to you more. You need the whole album to get your idea and
Yeah.
to say that, hey, I like this. I really like this. So good.
Cool.
Cool. Now talking about let's go when the album will be released, so 1 month from now. Any details you can tell me about the upcoming album? No, sorry, upcoming tour and the other supporting things that you will do.
When the CD comes out, there will be a version of the CD also where you will get a DVD with it. There's a Making of Pinnacle of Bedlam DVD that's going to come, with one of the versions, and the DVD itself is about, I think, an hour and a half long, so it's pretty long to, it's and it's really, it's got some great moments in the making of it. It's like we all watched it and we were like, wow, this is really good. The guy that put it together for us, his name is Tommy, and he has a company called The Studio. And he's basically our go-to video guy now. He'll be working on the Legacy of Violence DVD. He'll be working on that this year. He's going to put the whole thing together and get it ready for us to put out. He just filmed our video for As Grace Descends. And yeah, so the CD will come with the DVD, and then I think we're planning on either March, April, or just April, a tour in the US. Obviously, when it's all confirmed, it'll be announced. And then we're planning on doing, I think, some runs in Europe, and then possibly going back to Europe for some festivals maybe over the summer. And then at the end of the summer, we're either going to do South America and then Europe again, or we're going to do Europe again and then South America. But nothing is solid right now yet. Everything's kind of just that these are just ideas for what we're going to do. And we're planning on going back to, I don't know when this would be, if it would be this year or next year, but we're planning on going back to like Asia and like Australia, Japan and Indonesia. And but most for the most part, it's going to be a US tour first and then some Europe tours, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, I'm looking forward to hear the show dates then whenever they will be announced. So I'm keeping my eyes open. Listen, I'm curious to know about your personal, let's say, taste, musical tastes. What bands or guitarists have influenced you the most in the whole career? I mean, when
What you want to know what band influenced me, you said?
Yes, let's say that that the bands that really are guilty because today you are where you are. I mean, what band was
I
that you
mean,
said, ha?
I would have to say pretty much for all of us in Suffocation, we were all highly influenced by Slayer. I mean, that would be the first thing.
I thought
Slayer
so.
and what's that? Yeah, Slayer, old Metallica. We listened to Exodus, Judas Priest, Black Sabbath, and then we also listened to Death when it first came out, and Morbid Angel and stuff like that. Of course, we were influenced by the early stuff from them, and that's the stuff for me that I'm still influenced by. I don't listen to much new stuff, and there is anything new that I listen to, it's still got that old feel. Like, I mean, I listened to the new Napalm Death albums. The last two albums are amazing. And like, I'm still influenced by the old styles and the old ways of writing and everything. And musically, for me myself, I'm very influenced, and I listen to a lot of like Pink Floyd, Frank Zappa, King Crimson. I like a lot of the old rock stuff and Black Sabbath type stuff. And and actually, one new thing though that I've been listening to a little bit lately, and that I've never really was a big fan of, but their new album is really good, is Down. The new Down CD is actually really good. I like it a lot. Yeah, for the most part, when we're writing, I still listen to like old, all the old school death metal and old metal and rock and stuff.
Old school style, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. By the way, at what age you started to play guitar?
What's that?
At what age you started to play
Oh,
guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 16, and I'm about in May I'm going to be 44.
And what is or are your favorite guitars at the moment?
I have a bunch of guitars. We're with BC Rich, and we have Terrence and me and Derek. We all have signature models with BC Rich, and I love my signature models, and they play and feel and sound just the way I want them to. So I do love those guitars, but I also own a Music Man Petrucci guitar, which I absolutely love, which I got from Ernie Ball, and that guitar is great. And I actually played it with Suffocation a little bit also. And and then I have other guitars, like I have like an American Fender Stratocaster for doing other styles of music. Like when I sit home and do some home recording, I don't just always play death metal. I play all kinds of music, so it's fun to have different guitars, different feelings and stuff when you're playing different sounds. But for death metal and for Suffocation, mostly I'm playing just the BC Rich guitars. I got a bunch of BC Rich Warlocks. I don't really use them live anymore. They're just sitting in the cases now. And not that I don't like
They
them
are
anymore, but
waiting for you.
I like the convenience of the BC Rich Strats. They're just smaller, more compact. I can take them on the road easier, and not have to have a big bulky case to carry around. I like more streamlined stuff like that I can, I could put the Strat guitar, BC Rich, right on my back, on a backpack, and carry it through the airport easier.
But thinking of these past 25 years of suffocation, what moments you consider the most important for you as milestones?
For me, the most important moment is just playing good shows and having the fans enjoy the show. And like, we feed off the audience when we play live. If we go and play a show, which has happened a lot, you play some shows in some places, there's not that many people, or it's the audience is just staring at you. There's no energy. We want the more the crowd gets into it and shows us that they like it, the more we like it on stage. And that's pretty important to us, is to feel the energy of the audience. And I mean, that's the most important thing. It's basically been like the last, 10 years of touring and playing and writing, recording. The end of last year, here on Long Island, we have a thing called the Long Island Music Hall of Fame, and we actually got inducted into that, and they gave us like little trophies. That was pretty important to us. I mean, we're the first metal band, or even metal band really, from Long Island to get inducted in there. And when you see the other artists that have been inducted in there, they're all huge platinum selling artists. And for us to get in there, it was a big deal for us. It was pretty important.
Talking about the dreams, I know that each of us we have them. And so what would you like to do and where would you like to do something in 10 years from?
What would I like to do and where?
Yes, and depends. I mean,
For
depends
my
on your dreams.
dreams? I would actually just love I think for all of us in Suffocation, we would love to get a tour with Slayer. I mean, that's just like pretty
That's a
much that.
big
That
one.
would be the best thing for all of us personally, and for all of us for Suffocation. Is to If we could have a tour with Slayer, if it was just one tour, great. But if it was to tour these states with them, tour Europe with them, tour South America with them, that would just be over the top great for us. I mean, it would be great for the band. It would be great for all of us. And then it would feel like our dreams are coming true. I mean, everything happens so slowly. When you're young, you're like, oh, I want to be in a band. I want to play shows. Then you play shows, and you don't realize that you've done it. You've played some shows. Now you're like, oh man, we're playing shows. I want a guitar company to give me guitars. That would be so cool. And then you get a guitar company and they give you some guitars, and they're import guitars, and you're just happy about it. You love it. But then it kind of wears off, and you forget that you're getting those guitars. So you say, oh man, I'd love to get some guitars from this company that were handmade for me. Not a signature model, just a handmade guitar, and then you start to get those, and it just keeps going like that. And then after you get the handmade ones, I was like, man, it would be great if we had signature models, our own models, and then people could buy them, and that would be really cool. That would feel big. And then we get those, and it's just like, it keeps going, it keeps just snowballing. And you got to take a second look back and realize where you are and realize how far you've come. It's taken a long time. Some bands do it on one album. They put out one album, it becomes huge, and they get all those things at once. It must be completely overwhelming for them. And for us, it's happened very slowly. And that's I'm pretty much living the dream that I had when I was a kid, but there's always a little bit more. I mean, this is death metal, so I still struggle. I'm struggling to pay my rent, my phone bill. I'm struggling to
Yeah, we could have another interview about talking about these things because, I know the problems.
It's crazy. So I mean, the one thing that would make my dream complete is if I could really survive correctly off of what I'm doing. And if that happens, then my dream is complete, and I can just enjoy more so my
I
off
think
time.
you will have new dreams because that's human. I mean, we always want something, as you earlier explained that first the guitars and but the dreams are living their lives and when that day when I see you playing with Slayer on stage, I know that you will have another dreams, other dreams, new dreams to fulfill. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, listen, Guy. Now we are at the last question, and the word is yours. What would you like to tell to your fans and to Metals of Finland's worldwide readers?
The question was, what do I want to tell the fans?
Yes, what would you like to tell, the message or something to your fans and your readers?
Well, I'd like to just say that we worked long and hard on this new CD, and we just it's all, we pretty much we're proud of the CD ourselves, and we just hope that the fans really love it and enjoy it and come out to the shows. And I just like I said before, we feed off our audience. Like, I don't know what Slayer or Metallica or any of them do, but for us, we take the time. We're looking at our Facebook pages. We're reading comments from people. This is what we feed off of. This is what we like. And when we play shows, no matter where they are, even when we played in Indonesia, it was 37,000 people. We walk out in the crowd. We hang out. We go see the people. Like, we're not going to stay backstage. We were never that kind of band to hide or be some kind of rock star. We always just, I mean, this is what we got into it for, to play the music that we love and have people love it also. And, that's what it's about.
To have the direct contact with your audience.
If I tried to get in touch with somebody, like a Roger Waters or something, I know that I'm not going to be able to get in touch with them. But any fan out there of Suffocation can at any time get in touch with any one of us. You could do a Google search, find our Facebook, find personal pages that we have, emails. It's every all the information's out there. It's like, we're not trying to hide from anybody or and be rock stars. We're just regular people like everybody else, and we're doing what we love to do. And basically, just want to see the fans. Hopefully the fans will like the new CD, and that's the most important thing to us.
And I wish for you all the best, and I thank you very much for this very pleasant chat. And we will do another chat talking about other topics, whatever, I mean, whenever there is need. But have a great, well, one question I have to do yet. What are you going to do now that the album is ready for release, and but there is still 1 month. You are doing the interviews every day. I hope not.
No, we're doing interviews every day. I had four yesterday, I had five today, I have one more after you, and then I have six tomorrow, six the next day, and it's like every one of us in the band is doing this, so there's a lot.
So I hope you enjoy, and anyhow,
At least it's the winter time, so doing interviews ain't that bad. If it was the spring or the summer, I'd rather be fishing.
Oh yes, that's your hobby, because I wanted to ask you when you don't are involved in music in any house, so you are going to fishing, you go to fishing.
Oh yeah, I go fishing like crazy. I live by the water.
Okay.
So yeah, we're on an island, so I fish all the time in the spring, summer, and the fall. As much as I can, I fish. And when I'm not fishing, I'm doing like photography or video. You know, I love filming and I love taking photos. So
Oh, great.
that's basically it.
Okay, great, great. Thank you for sharing me with these things. And as I said earlier, guy, I hope you all the best with the interviews and whenever you can
Okay.
to
All
fish.
right.
So talk to you soon and have a good day. Okay.
Okay.